We live our lives amidst art, whether it registers in our consciousness or it doesn't. We're intentional about consuming art when we attend a recital or an exhibition. But what about when we're having a cup of coffee or paying our property tax bill? Our first story is a tribute to an artist, an artisan, whose work we might well encounter in those very situations. John Thom's career took him from New York to California and back to Indiana, and from painting abstract oils in the studio to marbleizing columns from a cherry picker. WFIU's George Walker created this remembrance of the late Owen County resident who passed away in July 2013.
A recent obituary caught my eye. John H. Thom, age 72, of Bloomington. As I read, I saw that John Thom had painted a mural. I'd often looked at it over a cup of coffee at a local restaurant. And he was responsible for those columns that looked like antique marble in the Monroe County Courthouse. He was someone I wanted to find out more about. John Thom's older brother is the novelist James Alexander Thom. John was born in Indianapolis in 1941.
Well, I was eight, so he was the baby brother, of course, and I don't know what to say about what he was like in those days because he was just a baby, you know?
A little later, James met John as a teenager.
Well, when I came home from Korea in 54, I was aware that he was a talented kid, you know. At that time, he was not very close to me because when I came home, I had a short haircut and I'd been in the Marines, and so he got the idea that I was probably a fighting redneck and all that kind of stuff, and was a little bit of, you know, wasn't very close to me.
John Thom studied at the John Heron Art Institute with Paul Sweeney. His apprentice and partner, Isaiah Killian, picks up the story in 1962.
He was in New York City working with people like Mark Rothko, for example. He was kind of in that whole era of the rock and roll and arts, and he studied at Cedar Street Studios and began painting for Meyer Gunther Martini, which is a very famous Italian furniture maker. And he had clients just wanting him to do certain things, and he just kind of learned as he went.
During the 60s and 70s, John Thom was in New York and San Francisco. From San Francisco, there were stories of a 30-room mansion and a limousine that matched the vehicle of his next-door neighbors. In one story, the neighbors were the Jefferson Airplane.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
And in another, they were the Grateful Dead.
Come here, Uncle John's band, playing to the tide. Come on along.
John Thom moved back to Owen County in Indiana in the late 70s. Brother James Thom continues.
Well, you know, all that stuff I don't know very much about because in those days, of course, I was busy building my career as a journalist up in Indianapolis and trying to get started as a short story writer and novelist. So we were kind of distant at that time. When we really became closer was when my mother retired from medicine and moved down here to stay. John came back and built a place not far from her. I built my place started building it in 80, and John had built his, I think, in about 78. And so when we became neighbors, John and I began to get real much closer then.
Bloomington entrepreneur and restaurateur Spyridon Stratigos, Strats, met John Tom around then.
It just so happens that we both were building homes in Owen County. I had just finished my project and was in between restaurants at the time and academia, as it were. In the interim, I was picking up odd jobs, and I was hired on a crew to restore a log cabin that John Tom had purchased and was assembling on his family property in Owen County. And I remember John, he had a little workshop, and he was hand carving. I don't know what the architectural terminology, but it's what's called fascia that goes underneath the eaves, in a classic Russian architectural design. I'd never seen anything. It was extraordinary. The craftsmanship and the level of detail that he was either routing or jigsawing to put up. It wasn't up yet, but that was my first encounter with John, and I was impressed with his artistic and artisanal talents from the very beginning.
Journalist and author Douglas Wissing met John Tom in the 80s.
He could do virtually anything relating to restoration work and crafting various kinds of things. He was an extraordinarily creative guy who had a lot of art training and restoration training. He was just a very eclectic kind of fellow who was perfectly happy to do an antique restoration or in an extraordinary canvas. It was all the same to him.
Older brother James remembers one especially impressive piece that mixed art and craft.
John did the Starks building down in Louisville, which was, I think it was a mural something like 220 feet long and 4 or 5 stories high. The only way he could do that was to paint from a cherry picker, you know. He rented a cherry picker, and then he'd go up in that thing and paint. And it was a real elaborate picture, too, just gorgeous. And I wouldn't have had the nerve to do something like that because I would have thought by the time I got halfway through, the first part would be peeling off. But he always figured out just how to do things right, and it's not even fading yet, from what I understand. And that was almost, 25 years ago or something?
At this point in the story, I came back to that mural at the coffee place. Spyridon Stratigos, with his partner Michael Cassidy, opened the bakehouse in 1995.
I kind of followed his career. I knew that he and his partner Jeff were doing artwork such as this, and actually really more sophisticated restoration stuff, you know, faux pillars. And I mean, these guys were extraordinary. So I asked them if they'd be interested in doing a mural on this wall. And of course, they agreed. This particular mural was inspired by Grant Wood. As a matter of fact, if you look at some of Grant Wood's, the famous is the guy with the pitchfork, his famous painting, but a lot of his stuff was very pastoral and bucolic, like this, and that's what we wanted. We wanted a heartland feel to this place with oranges and yellows and greens to kind of depict wheat and bread from the land, and I don't know if they could have captured that feeling that we wanted any better than what they did.
Although they don't usually serve coffee with the art, I use Wiley House as another John Tom mural. The scenic mural that he painted with Isaiah Killian depicts some of the buildings that historians know existed in the neighborhood, including IU's First Classroom and Seminary Square. Visitors to the Monroe County Courthouse get to see an aspect of the work that Tom did with Killian.
Eris Kaisling, County Commissioner, Monroe County Commissioner. Well, I have to admit that it wasn't just my eye. It was also several other people's, like Mark Stoops and a few others who were here. And who looked at what was going on, and we saw that it needed something different than just a paint on the columns, and that it would be nice to make it look a little more like it belonged here as a marble. And so when we went looking for John and Isaiah, it was wonderful to see it, and it makes the place seem like it belongs the way we have presented it and the way it should have been built. And we were in charge of the redoing of the courthouse. It won an award from the Indiana Landmarks because of the restoration that we have done for this building.
Isaiah Killian talks about just what they did.
I believe we had 8 40-foot columns and 22 8-foot columns that we marbleized. I was up on a lift and with a body harness, and usually I'm painting on the ground, and when you're trying to do faux finishes, 30 feet in the air, and it was extremely hot in the summertime, so it made it a bit of a challenge. So I made sure that John Tom was down on the ground doing the work on the ground at that point in time. Faux finish is, it's basically what it is. It's a fake marble that we hand paint. It's usually used, the veining of the marble is used with a feather, the tip of a feather. And then there's many different applications for different types of marble, but a lot of it can be used with a sponge and a rag, just like a padding or a beading, just to get the right consistency in the marble. And it turned out beautifully, as everybody has said, so I'm very happy with it. And John actually helped really pull the fabric together, as to say, in this place. Just his eye was just magnificent.
Though I've focused on John Tom's craft and mural work, he created humorous, folk-like pieces for Neiman Marcus under his trademark The Worldly Cows, and his abstract oils, works that Isaiah Killian calls Dolly cartoons, a mix of Dolly with Picasso, were shown last year in the Bloomington Gallery Walk. Well, I'd put together a timeline with a few reminiscences about artist and craftsperson John Tom, but I wanted some more. Spyridon Stratagos said,
always understated. I mean, he was a wonderful spirit. He was really a wonderful spirit.
Doug Wissing recalled,
he told me about an old Quaker family who lived close to their compound up in Owen County. And it was a very traditional family who still used these and thous, and they'd been on that land for a long time. And they told him something I think John lived by. They said, a man's as rich as what he can do without. And I think John really took that to heart. And if there's something that I can think about, it's that. John's willingness to live a quite extraordinary life in a simple yet sumptuous way.
Older brother James Tom, as older brothers will, gets the last word.
You know, to try to just put a label on him, I would say he was a bohemian Buddhist, kind of a bohemian Buddhist, which meant that he had a real deep spiritual side. But he was still an artist, and he loved the interchange of ideas. He was politically very savvy.
Friends say that John sketched, painted, and built almost all his waking hours, often in the midst of partying visitors. His apprentice and partner Isaiah Killian says John loved it when he played music while John sketched.
You said you might like to go out. Grab and drink, and drink all too.
John Tom, 1941 to 2013, artist, craftsperson. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
Work by the late John Tom is on view in Bloomington at the Scholars Inn Bakehouse at 6th and College, the Wiley House Museum, and the Monroe County Courthouse.